We're going to Derry first, where two 16-year-old boys have died after getting into difficulty while swimming in Loch Ina. Police were called to the area close to the rugby club on the water side of the city shortly after 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Conor McCauley, our northern correspondent, is with us. What happened, Conor?
Good morning, Gavin. Well, a terrible tragedy unfolded in that area that you just described last night. Around about 6:30, the emergency services got a 999 call. What appears to have happened is that six teenage boys, a group of friends, went to what's known locally as Ina Loch in the Strathfoyle area. As you say, it's just on the outskirts of the city, about 5 minutes' drive, perhaps, from the city centre. It appears that some went swimming and a number of them got into difficulty, and the result of that is that one teenager was taken from the water and was taken to hospital, but he was pronounced dead there. And then a couple of hours elapsed before the body of the other teenager was found in the water after extensive searches by Foyle Search and Rescue, which is a local rescue service there, and indeed by police divers. One of that other group of six was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and the other three who were there and who obviously witnessed the whole tragedy unfold were left badly shaken.
It was a beautiful sunny evening. Many children in the area had either just returned to school or were about to return. Tell us more about where this happened and the circumstances.
Well, I mean, as we described, it's Ina Loch. It's a well-known amenity in the locality, well used by locals, I think, the Strathfoyle area. It's quite close to what locals know as the John Hume Bridge, which is the big modern bridge that crosses the Foyle over, heading for Donegal. People may know the area from that, perhaps that landmark. But as you say, it looks like it was a final outing of a group of friends at the end of the school holidays, and it's so terribly sad that it could turn to tragedy like this. There was a huge operation by the emergency services last night. The roads were closed. We had five ambulances at the scene. The police were there. And people knew, all we were being told yesterday evening, 8, 9 o'clock, was that there was an incident was ongoing in the area, but we weren't being given any details about what exactly it was. But people were, some local people were picking up what was going on. Other people were speculating about what was going on. But essentially, everyone was hoping that the news wasn't going to be as bad as everyone feared. But as we now know this morning, of course, it is as bad as everyone had feared. And Mark H. Durkin, the Foyle SDLP MLA, summed it up best. I think he said that the thoughts of everyone in the city this morning would be with the families of the two dead boys and with their friends.
There were a number of young boys. Their parents were coming to collect them. They were obviously very worried. The boys were extremely distressed at what they had witnessed. It was just harrowing scenes. It just shows how fragile and how precious life is, how quickly fun can turn to tragedy. And it's a stark and chilling reminder of the dangers of water.
That's local SDLP Assembly Member Mark H. Durkin speaking to the BBC after the drowning last night of two 16-year-old boys at Loch Ina in the city. Conor McCauley, our northern correspondent, reporting.